You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Time for more Florida Panthers NHL draft coverage on the home of the Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2. And streaming on the Odyssey app.
Hey everybody, welcome back as we continue our coverage of night one of the NHL draft. First round is tonight. Tomorrow night, say tomorrow during the day, rounds 2 through 7. We'll have you covered noon to 2 tomorrow. We're with you tonight till 10 o'clock. Doug Plagans, Red Deer, Randy Moeller with you. Panthers fans, your cats are back at home. October 19th against Philadelphia for the home opener. Download the full schedule, floridapanthers.com/schedule, to see your cats back on the ice. The Detroit Red Wings, another Atlantic Division team, they just chose a center named Marco Kasper out of Austria by way of Sweden, where he
very
was
friendly.
Playing. Yes, Kasper the friendly Marco, except Marco Kasper. He is going to be suiting up eventually, they believe, for the Detroit Red Wings and playing a key role. So he's been chosen 8th overall in this draft. We've seen a lot of noise made out of the Atlantic Division, and now we bring on longtime friend of the program from Florida Hockey Now. He's been covering the Panthers for a very long time. My friend and yours, George Richards, kind enough to take some time out from his busy Thursday night for us. George, how the heck are you?
I've just been swimming in the Atlantic, my friend. Just swimming in the Atlantic.
And that is a great way to lead in, because, George, I'm sure you're keeping tabs on everything so far, whether it's draft picks, whether it's trades. Tell you what, this Atlantic division was already one of the toughest in the league, and everybody in this division, top to bottom, one way or another, appears to be loading up.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about this in the past, Doug. I mean, the Atlantic looks like a juggernaut right now. You look at the teams up top. We know all those guys, Toronto, Florida, Tampa Bay. Boston looks like the team that's you know, dropping a little bit. Looks like they might be doing a little bit of a rebuild depending on what players they lose here or there. But my goodness, Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo has been rebuilding for the last 15 years. One of these days they'll get it right. Montreal making all kinds of moves. They're probably still a bit of ways, but the Atlantic looks pretty tough, Doug.
And George, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Randy.
How are you? I want to get your impressions. You had a chance to meet with Paul Maurice. Panthers named him the head coach just a short time ago. Your thoughts on his fit with this hockey club and being a veteran coach with a core that we believe will be intact for many, many years?
Yeah, I got to speak with Paul, and I've, you know, spoken with him a bunch over the years. He's good friends with Pete DeBoer, as you know. You talk about a guy that was excited to come here. You know, his last year he wasn't having a whole lot of fun with that, kind of a dysfunctional Winnipeg team. So it'll be good for him to – he got some time off to recharge the batteries a little bit. I like the Paul Maurice hire. I think he was, you know, if he was interested in coaching, we talked about this too. Barry Trotz, I think, was the number one name on the free agent list. He didn't want to coach this year. Number two would have been Paul Maurice. I think he's a good fit for this team. Players enjoy playing for him. The team's going to be prepared. That's one thing. Paul Maurice is a very smart person, very smart hockey mind. He's going to get a lot out of this team. He's been doing it forever. I mean, his first coaching gig came in with the Hartford Whalers, so that's how long ago, you know, he started coaching. He's coached in the AHL. He's coached in the KHL. But most of his career in the last 26, 27 years has been in the NHL, so there's not going to be much things that are going to surprise him. I think he's going to adjust well during games and things of the sort. And I think it's a good move. I think Andrew Burnett did a heck of a job, thrown into a tough situation. We all know that. But I think the Panthers, with this group, they really wanted an experienced voice back there, and they got one in Paul Maurice.
George Richards from Florida Hockey now joining us. The ninth pick in the draft has been made. Matthew Savoy from Winnipeg of the Western Hockey League going to the Buffalo Sabres at number nine. So played his junior hockey in the WHL in Winnipeg, where between the airport and downtown, there's a men's clothing store called George Richards Menswear. George Correct. Richards joining us here on the program, coincidentally, yep. right now. George, in mentioning...
George Richards, big and fat.
I've never shopped in the store, so I can't make any comments about the sort of merchandise that they have in there. I think it's a chain.
You
want to
look slim, hang around with a bunch of fat people, Doug. That's my theory.
George Richards joining us, talking all things here, not just the draft. But, George, the you mentioned Paul Maurice, and you mentioned the experience that he has. The other thing, you're a guy who's covered this team for a long time, and one of my reactions when Paul Maurice was announced as the head coach as well, is this is a guy that's going to really, really do well in this market because he's known as a communicator. He's able to really communicate the game well, not only to his players, but to the media, and he's very engaging, very approachable, and I think that's going to go over well in the market with fans as well.
Oh, absolutely. He's friendly, like you said, easy to approach. He's insightful, right? I mean, you listen to the answers that, you know, that he gave, not only at the at his introductory press conference, but in the interviews that he did to the side with Channel 6 and 7 and 10 and all that. And speaking with, you know, with me, the next day, just you hear the passion for the game in his voice. He doesn't, you know, he's a teacher, right? He's a teacher of the game. And, you know, if somebody asks a dumb question, which, you know, happens on a daily basis, in our profession, you know, he's not going to snap at somebody or bark at somebody. So yeah, you have some inexperienced media people sometimes ask something, you know, that doesn't, he's not going to like, what are you talking about? You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you've got a guy like that, who at a moment's notice will jump on your radio show, will jump on, you know, live with Goldie on Channel 4 or whatever, that's good for the game.
It certainly is. George, your reaction, your thoughts on the Panthers schedule that was released yesterday?
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't look too difficult, right? I mean, you know, the highlight is the All-Star break when the All-Star weekend comes here to Fort Lauderdale. That's going to be a lot of fun. You know, they start off three games on the road, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of long trips. I think they've got, what, a seven-game road trip, but they've got a six-game road trip, and they've got a seven-game homestand. So it looks like it's mixed up pretty good. You know, gone are the days where they spend the entire, you know, Christmas, New Year's break here in South Florida. They've got a couple games they've got to go to, which is going to stink for travel, having to fly, you know, right before New Year's or whatever. But a good schedule. You've got everybody coming in, and you're going to be able to see all the teams. And, you know, four games against Tampa, you know, could have been five, so that's good, right? So, yeah, it's a good balanced schedule, and it'll be fun to see this team back in action. I think, you know, it ended so abruptly and ended in a way I don't think anybody saw coming, and I think they'd jump on the ice tomorrow if they could.
George Richards, Florida Hockey, now here with us. And now that the dust has settled a little bit, George, you mentioned the way the season ended, but I almost just knocked my mic right over, but we're back in full working order here. George, the season ended a little earlier than I think a lot of folks would have obviously liked or anticipated, but at the same time, there were a lot of strides taken this year. And George, now that the dust is settled and you've had a chance to look back at it, and you mentioned that hunger right there, you got the vibe that these guys would have been ready to start up a new season the next day after that Game 4 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I know he said it after the end of the prior season, but after this season came to a close, now the guys have had a chance to digest it. Just where would you put that hunger? It seems like these guys are ready to get going, and there was some valuable experience taken from it.
Yeah, you would hope so. I mean, I think if you look back to last year, you saw Colorado get knocked out in the second round, and they didn't, you know, they handled it in exactly the way you would want a team to handle it. And you have to hope that if you're a Florida Panthers fan, that they do so in a similar fashion. It was tough. I mean, because you saw we watched that first round against Washington. It was exciting. It was wide open. Florida down 2-1 in that series, and they come back to win the next three. And you're thinking, okay, they got the playoff jitters out of their system. This team is now going to take off, and obviously it didn't happen. I know those guys feel that same way, that they had an opportunity to go to overtime in game two, and it got taken away in a second, and now they're down 2-0, and it was tough. But did this team make a lot of strides? Absolutely. I mean, we talked to Bill Zito about that 2 days after the fact, and although he didn't really want to reflect too much, yeah, it was a great year for the Florida Panthers, notwithstanding how it ended, because, you know, this was a team that was fun to watch. They were never out of a game. I mean, what were they down? 5-1 in New Jersey that Saturday, and they come back to win. The San Jose game, they rally to win. Toronto, you know, you can't count all the comebacks that this team had. They were very exciting. But this was the team that had the opportunity to do something special and fell short. This will be a different looking team moving forward. We know that, but I think the organization as a whole really took a big step forward.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. George, one more before we let you get going here. Between now and when the season starts, which Randy and I were talking about it right off the top of the show, hard to believe, 3 months from now, we're going to be getting ready to kick off a new season. This summer is going to go by pretty quickly, and we've got a lot to do between now and opening night, of course. But as this offseason progresses, be it with the Panthers or elsewhere, is there anything in particular, storyline-wise, that you're keeping your eye on, anything that really particularly interests you as we get closer to the next season?
Well, there's, you know, the nuts and bolts of things, and I'm not just talking about, you know, Alexi Hepanoeme getting a 1 year deal. You're looking at the big stuff, right? You're looking at contract extensions, Mackenzie Weegar, Jonathan Huberdeau. What happens there? How does Bill Zito clear some salary cap space? Does that start tonight? Does it start tomorrow? You would think that something happens here at this draft because, you know, the Panthers don't have a whole lot of cap room, and that's just the way life is these days in the NHL. Florida is not alone. A lot of teams are up against the cap. I talked about this the other day with someone in 2019. Nobody would have thought that the salary cap would be flat this long. I mean, you would have thought the salary cap would be about $90 million now, and it's about $8 million shy of that. So a lot of teams that had long-term deals are really feeling the pinch, and Florida's no different. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. We're going to see some of the kids here in development camp and that kind of stuff. That's always fun. And looking ahead to training camp with the roster the way it is, what kids coming up from Charlotte or even from the juniors, Justin Sordiff for one. Wow. Do these young kids really get a chance to make this team? And we'll see how deep the Panthers are. So it's going to be an interesting offseason, and it's going to be an interesting training camp here in Sunrise.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, been covering the Panthers for a long time with all the info for us right there. George, between now and the start of the season, where can we most likely find you in your downtime?
Do you want to find me at FloridaHockeyNow.com? You can do that. No, I'm working around. I'm doing some things. I just got back from a little road trip, went and saw some baseball. I saw your Jacksonville jumbo shrimp. That was fun. And, just hanging around. I'm in town. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
George, where can all the folks find you? Your great work,
Florida,
that is.
Hockey Now. For my work, yes. Thank you, Doug. FloridaHockeyNow.com. You can follow me on Twitter at George Richards, and visit the Florida Hockey Now YouTube page. That's where we keep all the videos. We're going to update them with the draft stuff this week, and it should be interesting. Should be a fun week for the Panthers.
He's George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. Randy, you look like you had something to add over there.
No. You've embarrassed yourself enough, Doug. That's fine. George, thanks for coming on with us. We love your insight, as always, and enjoy the offseason.
Thank you, George.
All right. Thanks, Moles. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you very much. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by and take some time out for us on this Thursday evening, talking about the first round of the draft, talking about the Panthers, talking about Paul Maurice, lots to get to, lots of excitement, and lots of storylines. I tell you what, the NHL season may end, but the news and notes and all the fun, it just never stops as the news cycle continues. A couple of picks were made. Pavel Minchikov, a defenseman, played for Saginaw, the Ontario Hockey League. He is Russian, 6'2", 194, taken 10th overall by the Anaheim Ducks, and the Arizona Coyotes are back on the clock at number 11.
Yeah, and that player that the Ducks took, I mean, he was rated number 18th, and he was picked number 10th, so kind of a little bit of a surprise, but that happens at the draft.
If you like a guy and you want to make sure nobody else gets him, then go get him, I guess. And that's what Pat Verbeek there, the new general manager with the Anaheim Ducks, has been doing. Looks like we have the Coyotes and Sharks making a trade. The Sharks are getting picks 27, 34, and 45. Arizona has gotten that number 11 pick. So this was supposed to be San Jose. Arizona's jumped up into that spot with the trade they gave up.
So that could possibly be four first-round picks for the Coyotes.
And the Coyotes came into this draft. Let me go to the sheet here.
Seven picks in the first two rounds.
Seven in the first two rounds, and three the rest of the way after the first two rounds. So they gave up three picks in exchange for another first-round pick. The San Jose Sharks, they are just trying to pile up assets right now.
Yeah.
They're just going for quantity. So obviously, new general manager Mike Greer, only a few days on the job there.
And, yeah, congratulations to him.
Another guy, new GM, guy who played for a long time, and the brother of Dolphins general manager Chris Greer, if the name sounds familiar. So some guys accomplishing big things in the front office world from that family. So the NHL draft coverage continuing. We have 10 picks in the books up in Montreal. Thanks to George Richards for stopping by. Cats fans, stay on top of all things Panthers. Check out the latest episode of Territory Talk with Jameson Olive and get exclusive interviews and articles about the team. See the newest episodes at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk. Jameson Olive and I have a new episode of Territory Talk each and every week for you. You can usually look for it on Wednesdays wherever you find your podcasts. We've got more draft coverage coming up next as we come up on the tail end of hour number two. Time's flying by here on night one of the NHL draft. 10 picks in the books. We have a trade. The Coyotes moved up to number 11. That pick may have been made by the time we come back. We'll tell you all about it, all that and more coming up straight ahead. Later on in the show, we've got Sean Rourke from NHL.com. Lots of thoughts on this draft. We'll go back and talk about that first overall pick that Montreal made. They've been busy tonight. Yuri Slafkovsky, a left winger, big left winger out of Slovakia, the number one pick in tonight's draft. So we'll talk about that and more coming up on the other side of the break. He's Randy Moeller. I'm Doug Plagans. This is your NHL draft coverage right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.